Happy November, everyone. I am excited for this month's article because I get to answer my first reader question. Yvette asked, is Addison's disease untreatable if diagnosed in my 2.5-year-old poodle? Addison's disease, or hypoadrenocorticism, is a manageable chronic illness. It is most often diagnosed in middle-aged dogs, 3 to 4 years old. The disease itself comes from a dysfunction of the adrenal gland, causing it to produce a shortage of the steroids that control sodium and potassium regulation in the blood, mineralocorticoids, as well as those related to glucose metabolism and stress response, glucocorticoids. The important thing is that it is diagnosed so that treatment can be started. Left untreated, Addison's disease can be fatal. The condition is often referred to as the great pretender because symptoms are often vague. Waxing and waning, it often mimics multiple other diseases, so it can be a difficult diagnosis. The important thing to remember is that it should be diagnosed because, as stated above, untreated Addison's disease can be fatal. Diagnosis is highly suspicious with blood profile indicating abnormal sodium and potassium levels. Confirmation testing is done by measuring cortisol levels. The pet is given a dose of a hormone to stimulate the adrenal gland to release cortisol. If there is no response, Addison's disease is confirmed. Once diagnosed, treatment involves supplementing the steroids the pet isn't producing themselves. Both the mineralocorticoid and the glucocorticoid need to be supplemented at early diagnosis. Frequent monitoring is required to ensure your pet is on the correct dose. Sometimes, glucocorticoid supplementation may need to be increased if your pet will be put in a stressful situation. This will be discussed with your veterinarian as they develop your pet's treatment plan. Treatment has been traditionally in daily tablets, but an injectable option is also available. The biggest concern with Addison's patients is sodium-potassium ratio. In an Addisonian crisis, the sodium levels become very low and potassium levels skyrocket. This can cause heart rhythm problems and neurological signs. Hospitalization is required to slowly and bring sodium levels back up and potassium levels down. If done too quickly, this can cause more problems. Unfortunately, Addison's disease cannot be cured and requires lifelong treatment. However, once regulated, prognosis is excellent and does not have any concerns for a decreased lifespan. Fun fact: cats, horses, and people can also be diagnosed with Addison's disease. It presents and is treated in a similar fashion. Thank you so much for reaching out, Yvette. I hope this helped. If you have any questions about your pet that you want answered, please feel free to email sudbury.com at editor@sudbury.com and they will forward me your question, Dr. Courtney Andrews is a veterinarian in Sudbury, a graduate of the Royal School of Veterinary Studies and dog mom to Argyle and Einstein. Animals and Pets is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.